This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mohammed Yousef Abdulaziz. Corporate controlled media is still saying, was it a terror attack? Was he a radicalized Muslim? He'd become increasingly interested in Islam. He was a Muslim from Kuwait, born there, a devout Muslim, listening to what he believed God was, you know, telling him in the Quran to carry out this attack. Now, brown paper bags are banned in Seattle and in city government because they're hurtful. I think we should ban Islam because the percentage of Islam is radical and terroristic. And we should deport all the Islamists. Like, actually, I don't believe that. I don't think you blame a whole group for what one person does. But there comes a point where ideologies get completely taken over. Like the Nazi ideology was bad. Do we agree? Or Soviet ideology was bad. I mean, you'd say don't tolerate that. Now, I know the media will misdirect what I've done and take it out of context, but I'm doing this for the sake of debate. Following their logic, all Muslims should be deported or arrested. I mean, isn't that pretty much it, Paul?
The other issue is, you know, the mosque in Chattanooga where the shooter went to do his prayers, they canceled their Ramadan celebrations in honor of the dead Marines, and all credit to them. Unlike Obama, who before even making a statement or paying tribute to the dead Marines, issued a statement basically lecturing Americans on how they should respect Islam. Now, obviously,
I'm sorry. I should have led the show with that. I totally apologize. I want you to hold 5 more minutes in the next hour, and then we'll get Schiff on. I want you to flesh this out. I forgot to even get into this, or go ahead and cover it now, and then I'll cover it with Schiff coming up. He did this on purpose. Describe what Obama did. The story's on InfoWars.com.
Well, for hours after the Chattanooga shooting, and it was hours, there was no comment whatsoever from the White House. And you can go on the White House Twitter and see the timeline on this. They released this huge statement, Barack and Michelle, basically lecturing Americans about how they need to respect Islam before they even commented on the shooting or paid tribute to the Marines. And you can go and look in the response to the tweet by the White House. People were absolutely furious at this. Obviously, this
but
is
Paul,
not Obama direct.
This brand of Islam cuts the heads off gays. They would cut Obama's head off. Hillary's a lesbian. They'd chop her head off. I mean, it's insane. So we should respect people that are mad that he goes to bathhouses?
But if this statement was released in a vacuum, fine. But somebody had to make that decision. Obviously, it wasn't Obama. But somebody at the White House had to make that decision to release a statement about how great Islam is. I think it was literally an hour or less before they commented on the dead Marines. And you can go in the comments of this tweet, and people are apoplectic about this. I'm surprised it hasn't got more attention.
It's meant to rub it in. It's meant to break our will.
Yeah, it almost seems deliberate. I mean, it almost seems deliberate.
Oh, it is. It's
total insanity.
They're all about optics up there. This is a victory letter to the Islamicists saying, I am here. Good job. Run ops. Now bring in my boyfriend. You know, that's what this
is
about.
And of course, the other aspect is, you know, you look at Garland, Texas, numerous responsible people with guns. You look at this military recruitment center, a gun-free zone. So again, they're not going to be able to exploit this for gun control propaganda simply because of that fact. But I mean, yeah, this story about Obama releasing this statement or the White House releasing it, from my family to yours, Eid Mubarak, basically celebrating the end of Ramadan, which has been characterized by Muslim terror attacks across the world with dozens and dozens of people dead. That's how they like to celebrate Ramadan.
Yeah, so the headline should be Obama celebrates shooting and terror attacks worldwide and ships being blown up with a celebration saying submit to the will.
It's almost that bad, and the reaction was so intense. I'm surprised this isn't a bigger scandal already.
Well, no. I mean, they'll probably have Salon call out. I mean, they've already called for me to be shut down on the air. They'll probably call for me to be taken to Saudi Arabia and beheaded. And then for my daughters to be delivered to Al-Qaeda for mutilation. I mean, that's what's liberal. Paul, and I'm not kidding. I mean, it's just, it's so liberal that, you know, have a bag over your head. Thank you, Paul.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CNN asked why would Mohammed Yousef Abdulaziz carry out this attack? Gee, because he was an ISIS follower? And said he was doing it for Allah? CNN had the headline, all Muslims are to blame for this attack. Like you said, all white people are to blame for the Charleston shooting. I don't blame all Muslims for this, but our governments all over the West are bringing in groups of radical Muslims and then saying, we've got to submit to all of their ways while separately submitting to the most radical homosexual agenda that is at loggerheads with the Muslims. It's a broken Tower of Babel is what they want. And they've now announced they're going to use the attacks for a new domestic homeland security group to go after extremists before they commit crimes. And then they admit, oh, we're not worried about Muslims. They're not even going to say this was a Muslim terror attack now. They're saying, was it connected to Muslims? Gee, again, is a bear in the woods? I mean, it's just, gee, is the sun yellow? I mean, you know, gee, is Obama a traitor? I don't want to get called names. I better not say anything bad about radical Islam. And then the big story is up on InfoWars.com. Obama honors Islam
before dead Marines killed by Islamic terrorists, Americans furious. He waited hours and hours after it was known he was a radical Islamist and the rest of it to issue a bizarre end of Ramadan statement praising Islam and saying that Americans need to be tolerant. I mean, this is bizarre, but it's all the clash of civilizations. And again, they say you can't have the name mother or father on government documents. It's hateful, or boy or girl. You got to ban the Confederate flag. That had nothing to do with slavery, but whatever. Take down Mount Rushmore. Well, then, deport the Muslims. Ban their symbols. And I'm not saying do that. But this is the logic of where this is going. And I don't particularly like the host of Real Time, Bill Maher, on a lot of his gun issues and things, but where he is consistent as a liberal, being, hey, let's be libertarian, people can do what they want sexually, whatever, live the way you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else, then he goes, but radical Islam is taking over Islam and is super dangerous, and why won't we say it? All the rest of the left will not go there. They will not go there, and it's dangerous. I mean, radical Islamists are not compatible with the West. And when you get sworn as a citizen, can you guys give me the oath of citizenship? Because I never had to take it because I was born here. Some of the best people out there are immigrants, some of the hardest working, coolest people from all over the world, every race, color, creed, religion. I know a lot of Muslims went to college and high school with them, really nice people. Very, friendly, smart, hardworking folks. But that's not who's taking over via Saudi Arabia. And then now, 15 years after the fake war on terror, there's hundreds of thousands of these jihadis they're recruiting in the middle of a global depression. Now, I had Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's a top financial analyst. He's a consultant of the largest banks in the world, not just a three-time number one New York Times bestseller. And he said we're going into a global depression, he believes, by the winter. And he's been coming on for a decade or more. He's never made bold predictions like that. So many other guests are saying this is it. Schiff has been very accurate in his previous predictions. I think he might have predicted some stock market problems a little early, but who could imagine it could keep getting this big? So I want to get into that with him till about 40 after. Then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on the shooting and give you the latest on that front. But Peter Schiff is with Europac.com, and he manages billions successfully. He also is host of the Peter Schiff Show, a frequent guest on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, you name it, and this transmission. And he ran for the Senate in 2010. He was Ron Paul's chief presidential advisor on economics in his first campaign as well. And he's a proponent of the Austrian School of Economics, which is, I would just call, the theory of economic reality. It's prima facie or on its face. Peter, I know you don't really get into politics a lot, but you're a smart guy. I want your take on, we can't say we're boys and girls, we're purple penguins. I'm not kidding, in public schools, because it's hurtful to be a boy or girl for somebody that doesn't know what they are. And we're going to ban the Confederate flag and blow up Mount Rushmore and, all this political correctness. But no one can criticize radical Islamists that have now had multiple attacks inside the U.S., blew up a ship yesterday in the Mediterranean, are just running wild, and Obama puts out a bizarre congratulation before he even says anything about the dead Marines. What is going on here in your view?
Well, it's all about political correctness. It's about form over substance. I mean, we don't want to address the real issues or the real problems. So we want to talk in sound bites about things that make us feel good about ourselves or, tug at the heartstrings. And so I think there's a political agenda here at work that's a lot stronger than the need for, national security or anything that would actually help the U.S. economy in the long run. It's more about making us feel good in the short run. We can pretend everything is okay.
Now, I know you're down in Puerto Rico right now investigating. They're saying it's the next shoe to drop. Do you agree with that? And what's your take since we talked 2 weeks ago about what's happened since? China's degenerating. Things are getting worse. That's what you were predicting. Others were predicting. What do you see happening?
I don't know if it's a shoe to drop. I think it's a problem, and I think it's a look into our future, because Puerto Rico has borrowed a lot of money. We've encouraged that. by enticing all the debt, by making it triple tax-free in the United States. You know, we made it tax-free to invest in the government, but not in the private sector. So what we did with Puerto Rico is we helped them grow the government, not the private sector, and that's to the detriment of Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, we enticed all their residents onto the welfare rolls. We made it very difficult for people to get jobs by subjecting them to a minimum wage that is effectively double what it is in the U.S. mainland. So we wiped out entry-level jobs. Only 40% of the population is employed.
Wow.
The rest live on welfare. So, you know, we've hurt this economy tremendously with all these liberal programs that are being prescribed for the United States. And look at how sick that medicine made Puerto Rico. Why would we want to do it here?
It's crazy. Where do you see all this going? What's your take on the China situation? A lot of predictions by smart people that this winter is going to be hellish on markets, bond markets, you name it. I mean, give us your analysis of that.
Well, most people are optimistic, I think, on the market, certainly the U.S. market. I don't share that. I don't think the market's going to collapse, though, because I don't think the Federal Reserve will allow it to collapse. I don't believe that the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates like everybody thinks. In fact, if you look at the testimony of Janet Yellen this week, she testified up on Capitol Hill. All the headlines were about how she's about to raise rates, how she reaffirms that the Fed's going to raise rates this year. That helped the dollar. That sent gold to a new low for the year. But if you actually look at what she said, she didn't say she was going to raise rates. All she said was that if the economy evolves the way they expect, which is a big if, because it never evolves the way they expect.
They've been saying that for 2 years. If it gets better, they're going to raise them.
Yeah, but they didn't even say they're going to raise them. All she said is if the economy evolves as they expect, it may be appropriate to raise rates. Not that it will be appropriate, but that it might be. And even if it is appropriate to raise them, that doesn't mean the Fed will raise them. I mean, the Fed could say, well, it's appropriate, but we're not going to do it because we don't want to. I mean, it's been appropriate to raise rates for years, and they haven't done it. In fact, it wasn't appropriate to lower them to zero. This is not about propriety. This is about expedience. And I think the Fed will keep interest rates at zero regardless of what's appropriate.
Now, I always ask the questions when you come on, but what's on your radar screen economically? What's Peter Schiff looking at right now, both positive and negative?
Look, I just look in amazement at how many people can be fooled by this gigantic bubble. And it's almost as if the bigger the bubble, the fewer people can see it. Because in my mind, this is worse than the bubble that led to the financial crisis of 2008. It's certainly worse than the bubble that led to the dot-com debacle in 2000-2001. Yet everybody is so sanguine. Everybody thinks the U.S. economy is in great shape. They think Janet Yellen did a great job, just like they thought Alan Greenspan did a great job. He did a disastrous job. We lived through the 2008 financial crisis. That was the payback for what the mistakes that Greenspan made, except it wasn't payback enough because Ben Bernanke and now Janet Yellen came in to delay the full day of reckoning. We still haven't really dealt with all the consequences because we've postponed them with more quantitative easing, more 0% interest rates. But I think the economic crisis that we're heading for, the currency crisis, is going to dwarf as far as the economic pain for average Americans and investors than anything that happened in 2000 or 2008.
Wow. What do you expect the politicians to do when that happens?
Blame capitalism, you know, blame a lack of regulation, blame the speculators. Who knows? They're going to point the finger everywhere but at themselves. But hopefully, because of talk shows like yours, enough information will get out there that more people will know to blame the government, to blame the bankers and the politicians for these problems, because capitalism didn't cause them. Had we had capitalism, we wouldn't have the problems. It's government interference with capitalism that is the cause of all these problems.
Now, we're going to go to break and come back. I've got a bunch of economic questions I want to go over with you, but what are some of the other big things on your radar you're going to cover?
Well, look at the economic data that keeps coming out. Look at personal spending numbers that came out horrible this week. And again, we keep getting more and more bad economic data, and everybody just glosses over it as if it never even came out, or they just dismiss it, and they just assume it's going to get better. Based on what? Based on hope? Just based on Janet Yellen saying she thinks the economy is going to improve? I mean, who cares what she thinks? She's never been right. And even if she thought the economy was going to get worse, that's the last thing she'd do is admit it.
But she does look like a cave creature from that movie, The Descent. So she can get a job in Hollywood. I'm being sarcastic. When we come back, I also want to look at Greece and how they voted, but then it didn't matter. The government went ahead and handed over the resources. Sure, Greece is insolvent, but what about the big mega banks, too? Aren't they the biggest welfare heads out there?
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Warns the next debt crisis could be a lot worse. Yeah, no kidding. It is worse. Inflation, real American wages went down in June. Google just had its biggest one-day rally ever. ever, and it's the biggest in history for anybody. So it's just a bunch of confusion and craziness, but I go out there and see the real economy. It's in trouble. And then I see cash controls, capital controls, $50 billion in assets being handed over to basically Germany. And then I see the American people signed on to the big banks that are too big to fail. That's my concern, Peter Schiff from EuropacificCapital.com. My concern is that what about all the corporate welfare? How do we stop that? Again, Europac.com is your website. How do we educate people about this alliance between crony capitalists and socialist lawmakers to domesticate us? Because it seems like when the next crisis comes, they're just going to bring us deeper into the same thing that got us here.
Yeah, you know, and some of the biggest recipients of the corporate welfare are the big donors to the Democrats. I mean, they make a big deal about how they, you know, want to redistribute wealth or how they want more equality, but they are giving a lot of money to politicians to prevent that from happening, at least when it comes to preserving some of their corporate welfare or some of their special tax breaks that most people don't get. And what we have to do is take the power away from Washington so they can't dole out special treatment to their friends. They need to treat everybody equally. I'd like to abolish the income tax entirely and everybody will be on a level playing field. And let's just have a small government that operates based on excise taxes.
Sure.
You just mentioned consumer prices and real income. And I noticed that we got the CPI today, which, of course, is the government's version, which is, you know, really doesn't tell the whole story. But even if you accept their numbers, June consumer prices were up 0.3%. And if you look at the annualized real wages, you alluded to that, real wage growth now is at the slowest it's been in 7 months. And it's not like it's been pretty fast during the past 7 months. But if Janet Yellen is looking for, you know, the economy to evolve the way she expects, that's not what's happening. In fact, even the housing starts numbers that came out today, the news is talking about, oh, you know, we beat the estimates. But if you actually look at the numbers, there was a drop in single family home construction. The only reason we had all these housing starts is because of apartments. And the reason that we're building so many apartments is because the renters are too poor to buy. But you have all this cheap money sloshing around Wall Street looking for a return. And so they're building all these rental units. But if the Fed actually raised interest rates, you'd see a collapse in that market. And I think they're overbuilding the rental market because the bad news is not only can't people afford to buy, they can't even afford to rent.
And so they bring more unskilled third world labor in who then immediately get signed up for welfare. That just sounds like a disastrous combination.
Yep. And, you know, we had other numbers out. We had the Philly Fed. You know, they were all excited because there was a bounce in June. Well, it plunged back down in July. And the employment component of the Philly Fed, that was the lowest it's been since January. Even the weekly unemployment claims that came out on Thursday, the moving average now is now the highest in 3 months. So everything seems to be going the other direction. Industrial production came out. I mean, it's year over year. We just got industrial production for June. It's the slowest increase year over year since February 2010. And auto production collapsed 5.5% in June, which is probably a good sign that that automobile bubble is popping. You know, we have a big bubble in subprime auto lending, and so that could be coming to an end as well. And if the Fed were to raise interest rates, it would only hasten the demise of that bubble.
Peter, if you were president, what would you do to try to restore our country to its greatness? I mean, I think Donald Trump's saying a lot of things that I agree with, but he's not giving a lot of specifics.
Yeah, well, I'd probably have to wake up from my dream because that's probably my only chance of being president is somehow if I dreamt it. But, you know, if there was any way I could be president, I'm assuming I'd have a sympathetic Congress in there with me, because anybody that would vote Peter Schiff president, I'm assuming they're voting for the right guys in Congress. So we could do a lot. In fact, even if I was president, somehow if you just stuck me in the Oval Office with the current Congress, there is a lot I could do with my veto pen. Probably the most important thing I would do is I would veto every single bill that Congress passed, including raising the debt ceiling and any attempt to get around that, to try to force the government to cut spending. And I know President Obama has accomplished a lot to grow government through executive order. I would try to do whatever I could to shrink and abolish government agencies and departments through the same executive order. So I try to do a lot to disrupt the government and free up people.
Sure. I mean, we could also say if Rand Paul got elected and made you Treasury Secretary, what would you advise the president to do? So let's come back and walk through more of that, because it's these ideas set up as the solution that will be out there juxtaposed against the policy now that we know is making a tiny group ultra-rich and making everybody else poor. We'll be back with Peter Schiff. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none, and that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Pastor Chuck Baldwin will be with us for about 30-40 minutes in the next hour. We'll continue with calls as well. The toll-free number to join us on this live Friday edition is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I would imagine a lot of you want to talk about the shooting yesterday and the political correctness where the media, even though the guy's a Muslim, clearly did it as a jihad attack. They won't even say it was for Muslim extremist reasons, and Obama won't call it Muslim terrorism. I mean, if a Christian went in and blew stuff up saying they were a Christian, it'd be called Christian terrorism. But all whites were blamed by MSNBC, Salon, and others saying, all whites are to blame. That was the headlines for the degenerate shooter. I am not to blame. How dare you? And I don't think Muslims should be blamed in general. Most Muslims in this country that I know and have run into and the studies I've seen just want to make money and be happy and live in a free country. And, you know, if they moved here and were sworn in as citizens, they read this oath that I'm going to be reading. So if you're not following your oath, you know, it means something. And, hey, you know, if you are a radical Muslim and want to live in a dirt floor deal and rape women and put bags on their heads and sexually mutilate people and, you know, blow up churches and stuff, go to one of your hell holes and do it. But see, our government blamed Iraq for 9/11, took them out, and now radicals have been put in and the country's been divided in three effectively. So America was wrong to do that, and I apologize. I tried to stop it, so did Peter Schiff, so did Ron Paul. But still, I will say, as an American, I'm sorry to Iraq. But I will not sit here and watch our government fund ISIS running around committing stuff and then act like they don't know what's happening. And I am very angry right now, and we're going to be talking about that. Peter Schiff is our guest. McDonald's franchises have never been this depressed. And again, I see that as people voting with their dollars. Not that the economy's so bad people can't afford McDonald's. I think that's part of it, as Schiff has said. But the other part is people are trying to buy healthier food. By the way, we're not going to announce this till next hour. Our Facebook has been suspended. And then we made a few phone calls and noticed that other libertarian sites were suspended. Not expelled, not shut down. But if you get three of them in a year, they shut you down. They've been giving them to us for just nothing. And we think it's clearly for criticizing the shooter. But we're trying to ferret it out right now and doing some testing. But I'm not going to apologize for saying the guy was wrong to shoot the four Marines. I know I'm racist and bad. It's like a liberal sacrament to blow a Marine's head off when they're unarmed. I get it. You're the good guys. I'm the bad guy. And everything, but you're sick freaks. And Zuckerberg's a sick freak. Peter Schiff, Europac.net. Peter, you got about 7 minutes left. I know you got to go. Appreciate you coming on. I can sit here and ask my economic questions all day. The Greece situation, any more on that? What else are you looking at? And then what's some good news?
Well, before I even mention Greece, as long as you're talking about McDonald's and restaurant sales, you know, on the retail sales numbers that came out this week, we actually had a drop in restaurant and bar sales by 0.2%. That's the biggest decline since January of 2014. And, you know, the problem is, you know, college grads need a vibrant restaurant business because that's where they get their jobs. You know, you graduate from college and then you can land a job at McDonald's. And so that's going to be problematic for our college grads. But as far as Greece is concerned, unfortunately, right, Greece is going to make a deal with the devil. They're going to stay in the eurozone, but they're going to borrow even more money to do it. So the Greek people are going to go deeper into debt because the Greek government didn't want to deal with the consequences of abandoning socialism. You see, they need Europe's money to continue to make payments to Greek voters, even if they have to deliver some bad news and tell Greek pensioners and government workers that they're going to have to take some cuts. They would have to take much bigger cuts if they actually left the eurozone, but that would actually be a good thing because what we need is less government in Greece and more freedom. Instead, they're going to agree to higher taxes. They're going to continue to keep people on the dole. And ultimately, there's going to be some kind of violent revolution in Greece because this is not going to work. What's going on?
Is this about Western governments and the robber baron class living for the day and just robbing the bank, trying to build their armored redoubt, you know, in some faraway place, as they're now doing, headed for the exits, that there really isn't a big conspiracy? They kind of had a big global government talk to act like they had an exit plan, but really their exit plan is the collapse of civilization with all the stealing and the socialism and the redistribution, because they never back off the socialism or the corporate welfare. They seem to only double down. And if you study history, I mean, I was reading yesterday in the London Telegraph and also in several other papers, they say Rome is a rotting, festering rat hole now. Just 10 years ago, it was nice. Other megacities are falling apart. I was back in New York recently. It looked like a third world country. It looked nice 10 years ago. I go to L.A. It looks scary, except in certain areas. I go to Dallas. I grew up there. It looks scary. What is going on?
Yeah, well, first, you know, it was a mistake for the European countries to have come together in a union. It was, you know, because of politicians that wanted more power, that they sold it to the people. But it wasn't a good deal, not because it's preventing Greece from printing more money, right? The problem is it's putting all these countries together is just growing the government. And I know Germany couldn't afford to allow the moral hazard of forgiving the Greek debt. So they have to keep them in there just so they can send a message to everybody else. But, you know, it was a mistake now looking back for our states to have come together. You know, the 12 initial colonies, you know, given where we are today, we would be better off had they never formed a central government and had they stayed independent states. Maybe had we operated under the Articles of Confederation instead of the Constitution, because what the original framers intended was a very small federal government with very little power that would only tax us in times of war.
And it would only deal with disputes between the states.
Yeah, and now we have an all-powerful federal government. I think most states would be better off seceding from the Union. The average state would be better off if he wasn't part of the United States, if it was a separate country and it can operate with a lot less money. But now we're stuck together in this very imperfect union.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, I've said we can have the states secede under the Declaration of Independence and then reform with a real limited federal government.
We saw what happened last time. They tried that. There were some southern states that tried that, and we had, you know, the Civil War, so it didn't work out so well. And then as a result of the Civil War, we got paper money, we got the income tax, we got all kinds of other bad things.
But see, you're a smart guy. You know the real history of that. It had nothing to do with slavery until the end, and 2% of the South had slaves. It's a total red herring. It was all about Western expansion, all about tariffs in the North on Southern goods. And then they just tell the public, no, it was about hating black people, when in truth, that's why Robert E. Lee was the top general in the North, the commandant of West Point. They wanted him to be the head of the Northern forces. And he said, I don't want to do this, but this is illegal what you're doing. I have to go join the South. And Robert E. Lee hated slavery.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, slavery was bad, no question about it. And at least the one good thing that came out of the Civil War was that it ended.
Of course,
it would have ended anyway, eventually. But, you know, there was more racism in the North than there was in the South. You know, but the reality was that Lincoln didn't free the slaves until the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. We were 2 years into the war. And the reason he did that was because France was threatening to come to the aid of the South. And so Lincoln had to make it about slavery rather than about something else. So it ended up that we got to free the slaves. But that's not why the war started.
But again, you read books, you read history, which makes you a racist. I'm being sarcastic, because with the new political correctness, they just trump our facts with just claiming we're racist, we're right wing, we're hateful. I mean, I don't think you call yourself right wing. What do you call yourself? Just a free market guy.
Yeah, look, I would have loved it if Thomas Jefferson had had his way and the original Declaration of Independence emancipated the slaves, but we wouldn't have had the document. They had to cave in. And you know, just because I understand the true history of the Civil War doesn't mean I'm pro-slavery.
No, exactly.
Horrible. And the fact is, it's bad economics. That's why it was dying out all over the world. There's only, I think, maybe one other nation in the world that fought a war to end slavery. Every place else that had it, you know, it went away on its own. And it would have gone away. It might have taken another 20 years. But, you know, we wouldn't have had Jim Crow. We wouldn't have had a lot of the problems and the animosity that existed following that Civil War. And so I think ultimately the descendants of slaves would have been much better off had we not fought that war. They would be free today. And the nation would have saved millions of lives. The economic damage that resulted from that war was horrific. And the government used the war to usurp all sorts of powers. I mean, I think if we never fought that Civil War, we wouldn't have the income tax today. We might not have the Federal Reserve. We might still be on a gold standard. And we wouldn't have any slaves, so we'd all be a lot freer.
Well, plus, if they do the background, most Americans that came here of any color, their ancestors came here after the Civil War. Most white people have no connection to slavery. And so it's just asinine.
Well, of course not. And, of course, very few whites owned slaves. And, in fact, there were even some blacks that owned slaves. So, you know, it wasn't like, you know, it was only whites. But, look, I don't want – look, it was a terrible thing. Slavery is the worst thing.
No, I totally agree. The issue is we're here watching the country in deep trouble, and this is still the biggest issue out there that they use as a diversion.
It is a diversion. And you look, I'm Jewish. I mean, you know, there were Jews that were enslaved at one point, too. But I'm not, you know, I'm not owed anything as a result of it. We have real economic problems, and we have modern slavery.
So the Babylonians and the Egyptians don't owe you anything.
We're all slaves to the U.S. government. The way I look at it, this is one big giant plantation, and the government takes half of everything I earn, and then they try to control everything that I do. You know, the slave owner only got 10% of his slave's production. So the U.S. government gets a lot more from me economically than any plantation owner got out of its slaves.
That's right.
And so we have to get rid of these chains. You know, we have to free ourselves, emancipate ourselves from this current system, and we have to go back to what the founders envisioned, not just for us, but for all the people of the United States, black, white,
sure,
immigrant, whoever it is. We all need to be free.
I agree. Peter Schiff, powerful point. In 60 seconds closing, how do we launch a peaceful global slave revolt worldwide to stand up and say we're paying 60, 70% in France, 80, 90% to a bunch of corrupt government bureaucrats that are above the law and tax exempt in most cases? That's the most incredible part about it, is that we are truly slaves. How do we become free again, Peter Schiff?
You know, I don't know. I mean, my dad tried it. You know, he's 87 years old and he's still in jail because he stood up for the Constitution and wasn't paying.
By the way, your dad is in prison for writing a book.
Well, writing books and advocating that people follow the law the way he sees it and not pay taxes. So you can't just stop paying unless you're willing to risk going to jail like my father. I mean, look, we can vote. We can vote for Rand Paul. You know, we can vote for people who profess to support the Constitution and stand for liberties. But it is very difficult. And, you know, we've got an army of Americans now who are beholden to the federal government. They divvy up the loot that the government steals, outvote us. So it's very difficult. You know, we are enslaved by democracy. You never, and the founding fathers, you know, also didn't like democracy.
Sure.
They tried to save us from democracy by creating a republic, but the republic has collapsed and we're living under the tyranny of democracy.
Well, let me show a Forbes article about your dad, Irwin Schiff, who I was pretty good friends with, interviewed him in person probably 15 times, spoke on the lecture circuit with him, really cool guy. Forbes headline, Ninth Circuit rules 85-year-old tax protester should stay in jail. I followed your father's case closely, obviously not as much as you, but I remember it being in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. With a straight face, they reported that the judge said, okay, you're not going to go to prison. Don't put your book out anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Your dad said, no, you put the book out and went to prison, and he's been in there how long? I mean, that he is a political prisoner. I mean, dad's a hero.
His book, I think, other than Lolita, it was like the only book that the government's ever banned, his book, The Federal Mafia. You know, if you haven't read his economic books, you know, they really influenced me. I still have copies, you know, The Biggest Con, Kingdom of Malls. I mean, if anyone goes to, you know, my shiftradio.com, I have a bookstore there. You can order these books. I don't have that many left, but they're, you know, I got them in my garage. But, you know, he really influenced my economic way of thinking.
Wow, I didn't know you were selling these banned books. How evil. But let's spend a minute showing your dad, then I'll let you go. Because I never want to bring your dad up because I know it's private. I should have asked you, but you brought him up. What a cool guy. How much energy he's got. How is he doing after a decade in prison?
Look, he's still alive. Most of his friends aren't, you know. None of his sisters are still alive, you know. So a lot of people that haven't made it to 87, and, you know, he's relatively healthy. I think he'd be in better shape if he was in a real hospital and not a government prison. But he only has a couple years left in his sentence, so hopefully he'll stay healthy long enough to get out so he can see his grandchildren and spend some time, you know, with his family, you know, before, you know, he meets his maker. But, you know, he really believed in what he did, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, the principles that he stood for, they're vibrant, it's still alive in a lot of people's minds. And, you know, a lot of the forecasts that he made in his book, The Biggest Con, that's the one I still sell, that he wrote in 1972, 1973, all this stuff is coming true. You know, his book was very prescient, but it was obviously very early, because a lot of the things that he forecast are happening now. Much of this stuff happened later in the 1970s.
Yeah, your dad battled the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, everything. And he did it for, gosh, like, your dad's been around 40 years or longer doing this. And he's somebody we don't talk about in prison right now. I remember reading the thing. Judge sentences him to long term for republishing book. I mean, that is just, but meanwhile, people can run around at shopping malls with ISIS flags. Incredible. Peter Schiff, Europac.net. Look forward to talking to you again in 2 weeks, sir. And say hi to your dad next time you talk to him.
I will.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just forget his dad is a real live political prisoner, ladies and gentlemen. A real live political prisoner. I mean, go research it. They tried to put, he was here in studio 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, they tried to put Joe Bannister, highly decorated, 7 years as a Treasury agent, armed Treasury agent, and he heard a radio show saying the Federal Reserve's private, the IRS never got ratified, the income tax, he didn't believe it. He set out to disprove it for 2 years, found it was true, went to his superiors, and they said, he said, I'm going to have to resign if you can't tell me this isn't true. And they said, listen, the fact that you even looked into this, resign. And then now his buddies call him and apologize, and now all know it's true. But they tried to put him in jail not once, but twice in the last 5 years. And he got jury trials, and the juries would go out and tell the news. It's like they proved his case. And all he was doing was giving speeches as the CPA. Look how Lois Lerner's trying to put everybody in prison, and she didn't get in trouble. I mean, folks, this is Nazi or Soviet level. I mean, this is chilling. I just got chills while I'm saying chilling. I mean, my body just chills because I know I'm up to bat here. I don't like it. I can really feel the wings of the New World Order flapping around me. It's only because we're so public that we're even still here. So please pray for us. I'm going to go to break and come back and go to Garrett, Sherry, Dion, Steve, and others. I'm going to go to your calls. We're going to get Chuck Baldwin on at 15 after. So I got the next segment and then two more little segments to get through these callers. Briefly, I've already done almost another hour of broadcast and have not plugged anything. We are funded by you. We have the best products at very low prices. Cook stoves, high quality, non-GMO, storable foods. We have amazing nutraceuticals, free shipping the month of July. And it's your support, it's your purchases that make it all possible. You want to thank me all the time on the street, it's very humbling. I want to thank you. We couldn't have done any of this without you. So we bring you the best products, the lowest prices. Shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
they can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Town, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes.
Jerry Reed.
We got to run to make.
You know, my dad's dad's named Jerry Jones.
They're sticking at
I have another son. I thought I might name him Jerry Jones, but I think Jerry Jones of the Cowboys has kind of ruined that. People be like, you're named after Jerry Jones. No, not that Jerry Jones. I see, I'm not big on naming sons after myself, but after a grandfather, I think it's pretty cool. But then I'd have to name a son Clyde, because that was my mom's dad's name. I don't know if Clyde sounds that modern. Old Jerry Reed, though. He just died a few years ago. You know, I said I'd go to your phone calls, but usually 2 hours on the show, being so serious, I start looking further afield to psychological distractions. Coming up, I want to give the United States Oath of Allegiance that you have to give when you become a citizen. And a lot of these people attacking us are not citizens. And it's because they hate this country. And I don't know why they'd want to come here to be in a liberal country. And by liberal, I mean just a lot of freedom. That's what real liberalism is. And then they want to get angry about it. Just, you know, I'm sorry, not going to work. So I want to go to your calls just briefly because I mentioned it. We do have a lot of specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off the Molon Labe belt buckle products that are almost sold out. 10% off all the T-shirts, Made in America and elsewhere. We have a whole Made in America division at InfoWarsStore.com. And then at InfoWarsLife.com, a subdivision of InfoWarsStore.com, you can find all the great nutraceuticals with free shipping as well. And we're not jacking up the prices like a lot of folks would do. As Super Male Vitality is set to sell out by early next week, Super Female's got about 2 weeks left. And X2 will be sold out, we think, by Monday or Tuesday. And then hopefully we'll be able to get more manufactured and get it in. But if you do want it or want to stockpile it, it's the good halogen, fills up the thyroid, other glands, so the bad halogens can't get in there. It's been a major life changer. You can read the rave reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. There's a lot of other great nutraceutical products there as well, so be sure and check them out. Five-star reviews, unheard of. And so thank you all for your support in many ways. Garrett in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I actually have a couple of questions for you if you'd like to hit a few points. But I was
I'm not screening your call. You're on the air right now.
Okay, excellent. Well, number one, I wanted to talk about the economy, and it seems like the major transition into the more unionized government, it seems like it's going to go with North American first, as we predicted, although we already know that NAFTA's in place, so it's kind of softly in place. It seems like, to me, the easiest way for it to be done, when I talk to my parents, people in the in society, I'm a waiter, so I talk to a lot of people from all different kinds of backgrounds. It seems to me that it's going to be very easy for them to transition over to it and accept it if the dollar devaluates and really all the money in their bank accounts and all their retirement, especially old folks who have, you know, have to rely on the government for their retirement and other sources, when all of that's worth nothing, and the answer is, well, switch over to this new currency, and that's the only way you're going to get your money back in your
bank account. Yeah, that's what they're going to do, crash the global economy in steps, bring in the new global currency. You'll still have it localized, but it'll be pegged to the new global SDR. That is one of the main plans they're kicking around. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but that's openly being debated by some very wicked, cold-blooded scumbags.
Right, and so that seems like the main facet as far as people not actually being able to fight against that because they've put so much into it already. Now, I want to tie into the Iran deal real quick, if you'll let me. It seems to me, and I got this idea actually from one of the guests that were on your show, and I wanted to kind of bring it back up to
life. Hold on, I'll come back to you in 70 seconds, then we'll go to Dion, Steve, Sherry, and others. And I'm going to take all these calls before our guest joins us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price.
Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.